Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be God's kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. O God, you declare your almighty power chiefly in showing mercy and pity. Grant us the fullness of your grace, that we, running to obtain your promises, may become partakers of your heavenly treasure. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the book of Exodus. From the wilderness of Sin, the whole congregation of the Israelites journeyed by stages, as the Lord commanded. They camped at Rephidim, but there was no water for the people to drink. The people quarreled with Moses and said, "Give us water to drink." Moses said to them, "Why do you quarrel with me? Why do you test the Lord?" But the people thirsted there for water. And the people complained again to Moses and said, "Why do you bring us out of Egypt to kill us and our children and livestock with thirst?" So Moses cried out to the Lord, "What shall I do with this people? They are almost ready to stone me." The Lord said to Moses, "Go on ahead of the people and take some of the elders of Israel with you. Take in your hand the staff which struck the Nile and go. I will be standing there in front of you on the rock at Horeb. Strike the rock and the water will come out of it, so that people may drink." Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. He called the place Massah and Meribah, because the Israelites quarreled and tested the Lord, saying, "Is the Lord among us or not?" The word of the Lord.
What our forefathers have told us, We will not hide from their children. We will recount to generations to come the praiseworthy deeds and the power of the Lord and the wonderful works he has done. He worked marvels in the sight of their forefathers in the land of Egypt, in the field of Zoan. He slid open the sea and let them pass through. Made the waters stand up like walls. He led them with a cloud by day, and all the night through with a glow of fire. He split the hard rocks in the wilderness, and gave them drink as from the great deep. He brought streams out of the cliff, and the waters gushed out like rivers.
A reading from Paul's letter to the Philippians. If there is any encouragement in Christ, any consideration from love, any sharing in the Spirit, any compassion and sympathy, may my joy complete. Be of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit. But in humility, regard others as better than yourselves. Let each of you look not at your own interest, but at the interest of others. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, although he was in the form of God, he did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness, and being found in human form. He humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name. So to the name of Jesus, every knee should bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Therefore, my beloved, just as you have always obeyed me, not only in my presence, but much more now in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who is at work in you, enabling you both to will and to work for his good pleasure. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew. Glory to you, Lord Christ. When Jesus entered the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came to him as he was teaching and said, "By what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you this authority?" Jesus said to them, "I will also ask you one question. If you tell me the answer, then I will also tell you by what authority I do these things. Did the baptism of John come from heaven, or was it of human origin?" And they argued with one another, "If we say from heaven, he will say to us, 'Why then did you not believe in him?' But if we say of human origin, we are afraid of the crowd, for all regard John as a prophet." So they answered Jesus, "We do not know." And he said to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I am doing these things. What do you think? A man had two sons. He went to the first and said, 'Son, go and work in the vineyard today.' He answered, 'I will not.' But later he changed his mind and went. The father went to the second and said the same. And he answered, 'I go, sir.' But he did not go. Which of the two did the will of his father?" They said, "The first." Jesus said to them, "Truly I tell you, the tax collectors and the prostitutes are going into heaven to the kingdom of God ahead of you. For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. But the tax collectors and the prostitutes believed him. And even after you saw it, you did not change your mind and believe in him." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. In that wonderful rendition of the gospel that came out now so many years ago and has been done so many times, by even high school groups, Godspell. This encounter in the temple with the priests and the elders of the people was a very memorable scene because they were all dressed up in their finery, or pretending to be, and they said, "Excuse me, sir, will you answer a question? By whose authority do you speak?" And Jesus said to them, "Well, I'll only answer you if you first answer me. By whose authority did John the Baptist preach?" And they huddled amongst themselves a little bit, and they whispered, and they cajoled, and they carried on. And then finally they said, they thought, if we say it was from God, then he will say, why didn't you believe him? And if we say it's from man, then, well, he was a powerful prophet, so then the people will turn against us, and we're afraid that might happen. So we do not know. And Jesus says, well, neither then will I tell you by what authority I preach. And the key word, of course, is authority. You ever think about authority very much? The words that Jesus uses kind of betray what the way that authority works. You see, authority to work, it has to either be given or it has to be earned, or in most cases, both. That authority is given by us to that authority, power of authority, and it usually has to be earned by some experience that causes it to be earned. But authority, it doesn't just happen. Very few of us just wake up and say, oh, our authority is, you know, authority. It's very important because it is the source from which we do what we do and by which we choose what we choose or decide what we decide. Authority. And I have a hunch that everybody here assumes or gives authority to God, or you wouldn't be here. You know, we give the power of authority to God, to Jesus, to the church, or we wouldn't be here. And in most cases, that was earned by the people who taught us these things, who gave themselves that we might have something important in our lives. But like the priests and the elders were afraid of what might happen if they said John the Baptist's authority came from him, from human origin, Jesus turns and asks us, by what authority do we do the things that we do? Now, the answer is easy. Just say the Nicene Creed, you know, and that there we have all our might, power, dominion, and authority. But it's not that simple. Because if Jesus asked us to really look inside our hearts and say, what is the authority of our lives? Safety? Security? Wealth? Position? Righteousness? Money? There's all sorts of things that we give authority to have us be who we are in today's world. Most of us, however, realize that the authority given in those things that have earned us giving them authority are done not because of themselves alone. Money as an authority has an empty power. Status or position is an empty sort of source. Safety and security, we all need those. Maybe that's why we all really believe in the Second Amendment. But what God really gives us as the authority for these things is not fear, because fear bolsters all of these things as authority for us, but love. If we do these things or maintain these sources of authority for the purpose of loving God's people, of loving our world, of loving the freedom that we have as Americans. If God's love undergirds all that, and not the fear of losing them, then we need the authority of the person of Jesus to make that human, to make that personal, to make that real. Because then, like Paul got it when he said, "Therefore, my beloved, just as you have always given authority or obeyed me, not only in my presence but in my absence, much more now you will work out your own salvation in fear and trembling. For it is God at work in you, enabling you both to will and to work for God's good pleasure." And God's good pleasure was to love us enough to become one of us and suffer the same temptations, the same fears, the same hopes, the same failures, even unto death on the cross. It started with God's spell, so let me end with God's spell. There's a scene, another scene in Godspell, where we come upon the woman taken in adultery. And after Jesus says, "Let he who is guiltless, let he who has the right authority, cast the first stone." The right authority in oneself, that is. And they all walk away because they know they can't live up to that. He then turns and says to her, "Go and sin no more." And so she comes out with a song. And that song is really a duet between the two of them because, as Paul said, it is God working in us that should be our ultimate authority. And here's how it goes. "Where are you going? Where are you going? Will you take me with you? For my hand is cold and needs warmth. Where are you going? Far beyond, where the horizon lies, where the horizon lies, and the land sinks into mellow blueness, oh please, take me with you. I can skip the road with you. I can bear myself. I can bear myself. I'll put a pebble in my shoe and watch me walk. I can walk. I shall call the pebble dare. We will talk together about walking. Dare shall be carried, and when we both have had enough, I will take him from my shoe, saying, meet your new road. Then I'll take your hand, finally glad that I am here, that you are here, by my side, by my side. Finally glad that you are here by my side. For it is together that we walk with God, with Jesus, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, therefore, let us stand as we are able and sing together the powerful components of our faith as in the Nicene Creed on page 6 in your bulletin. For the church and for the world.
I ask your prayers for God's people throughout the world, for our Bishop Brian, for this gathering, for all ministries and people. Pray for the church.
Especially our sister church, St. Albans.
I ask your prayers for peace, for goodwill among nations, and for the well-being of all people. Pray for justice and peace.
For the suffering due to war in Ukraine, and in Africa.
I ask your prayers for the poor, the sick, the hungry, the oppressed, and those in prison. Pray for those in any need or trouble.
For the homeless.
I ask your prayers for all who seek God or a deeper knowledge of Him. Pray that they may find and be found by Him. I ask your prayers for the departed. Pray for those who have died. Ava Hartman. I ask your prayers for Sally.
Sally.
The Divine
family.
Belinda and Cindy.
Henry.
Harry
and Terry. Bob. Julianne. Kelly,
Debbie,
Randy,
Peggy,
Mark,
Judy.
Jimmy Carter, Rosalind Carter.
Praise God for all those in every generation in whom Christ has been honored. Pray that we may have grace to the glory of Christ in our own day.
Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I give to you, my own peace I leave with you. Regard not our sins, but the faith of your church, and give to us the peace and unity of that heavenly city, where with the Father and the Holy Spirit you live and reign, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. By what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Almighty God, have mercy on you. Forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Peace be with you. God's peace. Peace. Peace, my dear. Peace. 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 Peace.
Peace. Peace. Peace. Peace. Peace. Peace. Peace.
Good morning. First, I'd like to welcome Perry back into our midst. It's always a pleasure to have him here to celebrate the Eucharist and to preach for us. Are there any announcements?
Yes. We had a visit yesterday. We actually knew they were going to come a little bit, but we didn't really understand, or I didn't understand. The Belmont Women's Club, came and worked the food pantry yesterday. All 10 of them, roughly. In addition to Jean and I and Daphne, they made it for Jean, I, and Daphne, and made it so it was easier for me to get ready for our food bank inspection Wednesday. And also gave us a donation of $320 to go towards the food pantry. So it was a blessing to have there. We have a fair amount of people not, we are actually starting to drop off. And the concern was that we'd pick back up with the shutdown of the government, but supposedly that's been shut for a little while. But anyhow, but it was definitely a blessing. I have put up an October sign-up sheet just this morning. I do not know of anybody else coming, but supposedly from what I understood yesterday was National Service Day, and that's where we also had that blessing come from. So would appreciate any help you could have sign up in October. Thank you.
Yeah. Please do come to Parish Hall for our sip and a nibble, as usual. We've got brownies and whatnot, so the guys and girls are really working hard and bring things for us in the church. Also, we have some of the Green Thumb, and they've left several prints back there, so please, there's no cost, take advantage, and they are beautiful.
Thank you, Deb.
Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God.
Thank you.
service continues with the great thanksgiving. The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. For by water and the Holy Spirit, you have made us a new people in Jesus Christ our Lord, to show forth your glory in all the world. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna in the highest. We give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, and in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all in the word made flesh, Jesus, your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father, we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming in glory, and we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country, where with blessed Thaddeus and all your saints, we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters. Through Christ and with Christ and in Christ. The firstborn of, and the author of our salvation, through Christ, with Christ, and in Christ. In the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. These are the gifts of God given for you, the people of God. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And you have fed us in the spiritual food, in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart. Through Christ our Lord. And now unto God's gracious mercy and protection, we commit ourselves. May God bless us and keep us. May God's face shine upon us and be gracious unto us. And may the light of God's countenance lift us up and give us power and peace to know and to do God's will this day and evermore. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia. Alleluia.